Hello.
Hi, this is Ari from Customer Service returning your call. How may I help you today?
Yes, I'm calling from yesterday that I got a product that I did not order and it was charged to my credit card, and I talked to MJ and told her I'm not paying for it, but I'm canceling my card. And that's that, because I said I didn't order it, and she called me late last night, and to call her back that I'm going to get some kind of a refund or whatever, and the number she gave me, it ain't working when I call them, so I'm calling you people again now. So what's up?
Okay, I'll have to view your account to see what's going on. Can I please have your
Okay.
zip code?
18109.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
John Hornack, Hornack.
Thank you.
Through, I guess it's Import Direct Gadgets for some kind of a watch, a smartwatch, some stupid. For $8.14.
Okay, I'll go ahead and try to look
Now
into that. And you said that zip
I'm
code was 18109.
yes. Now I called my credit card and I stopped payment on the card, and I canceled the card because someone has my numbers, and last week they had me for earbuds from this place. Now, what do I want earbuds, and what would I want this piece of garbage? I'm 70 years old, and I wouldn't give you 10 cents for it. And who's she saying why I ordered it? I did not order it.
Okay, so I'm not seeing your information under that zip code, but I'll try searching for an account with your phone number, and that is 610-435-8598.
Yes, well, on the packing slip here, I have an order number. Do you need that?
I can try
Or
the
do you?
order number.
Okay, let me put on my glasses here. Is 678-488-560.
Thank you.
Or maybe you want to get a hold of me if you have any kind of list of coworkers, the girl named MJ. I could give you her phone number because it ain't working with here.
Okay, so I'm still not showing anything with that order ID number as well, and I don't see your name in our system. And this is the number that was listed on your banking statement.
Excuse me, miss.
The number that you called into today, you called our business. Where did you get our number from?
On the postage stamp.
Okay, so it was on your packing slip.
No, ma'am. On the postage stamp on the envelope. That's what I mean. What kind of garbage is this? I have a packing slip. Norvine Avenue, Suite, Huntington, PA, shipped to me. Then on the other side, order number, date, user, ship date. Then item, description, one. That's all that's on the paper. No price, no nothing. So what, is it 814 or $814? It has absolutely nothing. Now, on the stamp or the label that's on the package, the postage label, it has Import Direct Gadgets and the 855 number, 8865 Avenue Suite, North Huntington, PA. Then it has my name and address on it. So you can see that what kind of scam you people pulling.
Yes, sir. So I'm not seeing your information in our system. Now, what I can try doing is locating an account by the first six and last four digits of the card that was charged.
The last four digits.
It would be the first six and last four digits.
The last four digits. Just give me a second. because the account is canceled anyway. The last four digits would be 2683. No, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's a double. It's 2334.
Thank you.
2334.
Yes, sir. And I would need the first six as well.
You would need the what?
The first six numbers as well.
601100.
Thank you. Yes, sir. With that card number, it's not showing anything in our system. So we don't have that card number charged in our system. What I would recommend, I can recommend that you can maybe contact your card company or your bank institution and let them know that the number did not lead you to the merchant who charged you, and they may be able to give you a different customer service number.
No, no. I called them my credit card this morning, and you people are charging me $8.14 for this phone. So I told them to stop payment and cancel the card, because now you have my number. I don't want it out there no more. So as of 7:30 this morning, this card is canceled. It's no good. Now, last night at 9:45, one of you people called me from Bowmanstown, PA, and told me she got in contact, I guess, with you people, that if I'll accept something like a $11.95 refund or something. I have her on the tape here yet on my phone. She says, if you want that, call me back. So I've been calling her at 1-610-598-6058, and then it rings once, and then there's garble, garble, baby, ring again, garble, garble, and nothing. So what kind of garbage is this?
Yes, sir. Now, that phone number doesn't belong to us, so I'm not sure who you contacted or who contacted you.
A girl named MJ, when I called this number yesterday.
Yes, sir. So I'm not sure exactly who that is, and that card number isn't in our system, so there's nothing showing for you.
Well, what are you going to do?
Unfortunately, sir, there isn't anything I can do, seeing as though I can't find an account for you. Now, as I was saying earlier, you can try to contact your bank and letting them know that the merchant that's listed on that postage stamp did not lead you to who charged you, and they may be able to give you a different customer service number for that charge.
And if they don't, then what do I do?
You could just take the matter further with your bank.
It's not my bank, it's a credit card.
Yes, sir. Well, with your credit card company.
But I did not order this.
Yes, sir. I understand that you said you did not order whichever product you received.
Who shipped it to me?
I'm not sure, sir.
Who do you work for?
I work for Call Solutions. We're a third-party customer support center.
That's what this girl told me yesterday. And when I called for the earplugs, that's who is a third party, this or that. Well, who is this Import Direct Gadgets? How come I'm getting your number then?
I'm not sure why our number is listed, sir, but that card number is not in our system.
Ma'am, I have an envelope. I go to the post office. I tell them, I want to send this to you. And they put on a big stamp or a big label on here to send to you. Okay. Why would it have someone else's phone number on it then?
I am not sure, sir.
I'm not talking to Import Direct Gadgets.
No, sir.
And your address is in North Huntington, PA.
No, sir, we're located out of Los Angeles, California.
And yesterday I talked to someone from Pennsylvania. Now, why would I have this 855 number then underneath it?
I'm not sure why our number was listed, sir.
That you're the third party. Well, wouldn't you think you'd tell me you're going to investigate it? Why they have your number on here?
I'm not exactly sure why our number was listed, sir, but that car number is
Well,
not in
can
our
you find out?
system.
I'll wait, find out.
Sir, the most I can recommend is that you call your credit card company for further assistance.
What a bunch of fucking assholes.